Rimi Rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, November the 27th, 2020. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, I'm all by myself because my colleague Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye is on vacation. But the show is here, so let's do it. Tonight we are focusing again on the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, with so many people dying and contracting this disease on a daily basis in Zimbabwe and across the globe. Ngamukele umthakazi omuhle kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Namhlanje siqhubeka sixoxa ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus, wona oqhubeka usabalala elizweni jikelele lasemhlabeni jikelele. Banengi abafayo ngalomkhuhlane, banengi njalo abawubambayo imihla lamalanga. Vedwe ndinokugamuchirai muchirongwa che Live Talk. Nasi se kutaura kwandaita indirindega muchirongwa ichi ne kuti mumwe wangu Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye aripa vacation asi chirongwa echiri pano. Saka tiri kuenderera mberi nasi tichikurukura nezvenyaya yechirwere checoronavirus, icho chatekeshera munyika pamwe chete nepasi rose munyika dzakasiyana-siyana. Timbotarisa mafigures kuti akamira sei, kesikhangeleke amafigures lapha ukuthi aminjani. Izolo kuvela abantu abangu 115, kwakaita vanhu 115 nezuro vakaongororwa vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. 115 abantu avabanjwe lomkhuhlane izolo eZimbabwe. Njalo idolobho lakoBulawayo libe yilo elikhokelayo ngabantu abafunyanwe belomkhuhlane lo bengu-63, lilandelwa iMashonaland East elabantu abangu-19, Matabeleland South ibe labantu abangu-14, kuzothi iMash West ibe labantu abangu-9, Matabeleland North ibe labantu abangu-4, Mashonaland Central yona ibe labantu abangu-3, kuzothi iMaswingo Midlands leManicaland zitholakale zilomuntu oyedwa ngendawo ole coronavirus pakati pevanhu 115 vakawanikwa vaine coronavirus nezuro. Vanoita 63 vavo ndevekuBulawayo, 19 ndevekuMashonaland East, 14 Matabeleland South, Mashonaland West 9, Matabeleland North 4, Mashonaland Central 3, uyezve Mashingo Midlands neManicaland dzakawanikwa dzine munhu 1 nzvimbo nenzvimbo. Sikhangeleke lokho kuthiwa ngama-active cases. Ma-active cases nenge tichitarisa vanhu vari kurwara parizvino vasvika pa-952. Avanoku vegula avapetwe ilomukhuhlane sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe, avagulayo vangu-952. Asevebanjiwe selokhu waqhamukayo vangu-9623 vakabatwa chirwere ichi muZimbabwe kubvira chichitanga muna March vasvika 9623. Vapora parizvino vatingati ma-recoveries asevepolile sevengu-8,397, then vatoshaya asevefile vangu-274. But that's not enough because unless we break down these figures further, you might not have a complete picture of what's going on. So let's look at the active cases currently. Who leads the pack? Ibulawayo, iyo ekhokhelayo ngabantu abangu 326. Rikuti gutare ibulawayo ndiro ririkutungamira nevanhu vari kurwara pari zvino nechirwere ichi. Vanoita 326 ilandelwa imathevelele North ele 199. Kozouya panumber 3 kune Mashonaland West ine 117. Kozoti Harare iri panumber 4 ine vanhu 94 vari kurwara pari zvino. Matabeleland South ikunumber 5 ngavanta vangu 76. Kuzoti iMasvingo, kuzoti Masvingo ine vanhu 51 iri panumber 6 nationally. Mashonaland East iri panumber 7 ine vanhu 32 vari kurwara pari zvino. Kozouya Manicaland panumber 8. Ine vanhu 21. Midlands iku number 9 ila vanhu vangu 20. Then iMashonaland Central iku number 10 iyo number last ila vanhu vakulayo avangu 16. Pane vanhu 16 chete vari kurwara iku Mashonaland Central pari zvino. Isaka total yema active cases I total yabantu vakulayo labo engisanda kubavala 952. Tozotarisawo vanhu vakatoshaya nepamusana pechirwere ichi avantu asevabhubhayo ngalomkhuhlane. IHarare nationally iyo ekhokhelayo ila vantu vangu 121 deaths ilandelwa iBulawayo ele 79. Manicaland ine 24. Mashonaland West are 12. Midlands ine 10. Matabeleland South ine 8. Masvingo ine vanhu 7. Kozoti Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East zila vanhu vangu 5. Pane vanhu 5 vari kurwara vakashaya rather kuMashonaland Central, uyezve vanhu 5 vakashaya kuMashonaland East. Then panumber 10, number last, pane Matabeleland North. Matabeleland North iyo esilahlekelwe ngabantu abalutshwana abangu 3. Bringing a total number yama deaths nationally to 274. Ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe sibone idale leparlamente izolo. Amanye amalunga edale leparlamente ekhuthaza ukuthi uhulumende kumele avale izikolo ngoba umkhuhlane lo usuhlasele kakhulu. Takaona nezuro dzimwe nengo dzedare reparlamente zichikurudzira hurumende kuti ivare zvikoro. Ine chikonzero chekuti hanzi zvikoro zvakawanda zviri kuwanikwa vana vachibatwa nechirwere ichi. Amanye amalunga edale leparlamente ati hayi sokumele uhulumende angenele zivalwe lezi zikolo ngoba abantwana bathwele nzima, kungaba yingozi ezikolo. Ababalisi labo bakhala ngokuthi ezikolo lapha akula lokho okuthiwa ngama-protective personal equipment, ama-PPEs. Tichaba nengo yedare ereparamende panwapa vanova mumwe wema-MPs. Kanga achikurudzira nezuro kuti hurumende ivhare zvikoro. Vapita Moyo vanova MP weku South Atoni silo mnumzana. Peter Moyo u Member of Parliament for South Atoni eHarare. Ongomunye wamalunga edalele parlamente akhuthaze uhulumende izolo ukuthi avale izikolo. Honorable Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Dada.
We saw you and many other MPs yesterday in Parliament calling for the government to shut down schools. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. You see, it doesn't make any sense for the government to open schools at this juncture. Because, you see, when the pandemic attacked us, we were not prepared for it. It was unplanned. Well, that we know physically that this disease is with us. the government saw it fit to open schools. It is a very critical moment when the pandemic is rising. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense to take children who are at home, then you go and tell them to go into a bus without even testing those kids whether they report that infection or they don't have it. They go to school in a bus full of kids without being tested. They go to school. They teach only one person, only one child with that infection. Let's assume that one child has infected the entire school. What is the risk now of opening schools at this juncture? I don't think a normal government can do such a thing.
Asi anzi nevamwe vabereki vamoyo anzi vananga varambe vachienda kuchikoro chero vachibata chirwere ichi.
Auna anotaura izvozvo handifungi kuti mubereki ari normal. Mubereki chaiye chaiye ane pfungwa dzakashaya dzinoshanda. Haangati vangakandi mwana wake mumoto ari kuona uri kubvira. Neunosanzira mwana ikoko. Handifungi kuti mubereki anenge ari right iyeyo. Because vana vacho kune maticha here zvamurikuti vaende kuchikoro. Hakuna maticha acho. Saka muri kuti vana vaende kungonotora zvirwere vodzoka. Vadzoka mudaro vanouya vachidzodzawo imba yacho yese because mwana uchadzadza nemanepa. Vana vanofa sokuseka. Vabereki ngavaedze kufungisisa zvakanaka naka sevanhu vakabereka.
Mhlawumbe ngolimi lwakithi lapho mhlonitshwa, sibone likhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi avale isikolo izolo ngoba umkhuhlane we-COVID lo usumemetheka ezikolo. Sikhuluma nje kubo John Talaki eMatopo High, kubo Chinoy High, All Souls Mission eMtoko, ukubala nje izikolo ezilutshwana. Baningi abantwana asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo okubangela ukuthi ezinye zalezi zikolo zivalwe. Kodwa siyakhuluma la bazali ngapha kustudio 7, bakhona abanye abathi lanxa kunjalo abantwana kabaqhubeke besiya esikolo ngoba lo nyaka vele kabazange bafunde, so already they are lagging behind. Ngokunjalo kumele baqhubeke besiya esikolo bathole imfundo. Ungathini kulaba abatshonjalo?
Kambe abazali nxa njalo bazamani akula maticha, amaticha la akula. Kulo mkhuhlwane abazali bathi hambani liyofunda. Bafundani? Ukuyafunda ukuyabona i-pornographic akusebenzi. Umnyaka lo usulahlekile, sulahlekile. Kungcono ukuthi umntwana aswele leyo mfundo yokwethumala kodwa efila kunokuthi uthubele umntwana ukuthi kodwa ayithathe umkhuhlwane afe.
Ungathi edalele parliamente njengama MPs khonapho kule consensus liyavumelana yini ukuthi isikolo kumele sivalwe?
Asivumelani ngoba abanye bazaba ukuthi khona bachayele i-government ihlombe ngoba abanye vele babuye eparlamente ukuzoqhakeza. Nanxa kungathiwa khona isithukwane kuyaqhakeza. So thina sisoze siqhakeze, asingayanga eparlamente kuyaqhakeza. Sahambe eparlamente ukuthi khona siyotsheliwe uhulumende lapha right to right, lapha wrong to wrong. So asivumelani ngoba abanye beku-whipping system yabo ukuthi hambani liyothi ku-right, into enga-right. So but andihepha ukuthi khona i-committee yabo yonke e-primary and secondary education committee bavumelene ukuthi hayi lingabovula izikolo la. But you couldn't do anything. So as a woman,
vamwe vangada kuziva kuti kana muchikurudzira kuti zvikoro zvivharwe zvovharwa kusvikira rini?
Isu tiri kuti gore rino iri kuti dzidzo yatorasika. Izvezvi manje manje tiri kuvhara. Vanhu vachaita maholiday iwaya ari kuuya aya, maChristmas ari kuuya aya. Saka tavhurirei pamwe dziyo iviviri imwe kana kuti mwedzi umwe chete. Chii chatavhurira? Tavhurira kuti vana vawane zvirwere. Saka isu tiri tatati isusu gore rino ratofa, hapasisina zviripo. Hatiti mvurai gore rinouya. Kana tavhura gore rinouya vana vanodzokera. Kana ari form 3 anodzokera form 3 anga. Ari grade 7 anodzokera grade 7. Kana ari grade 1 anodzokera grade 1. Nokuti hapana zvokuziita zvinhu zvayamwa.
And in the past 2 months, I would say, we have seen Harare, Bulawayo rather, registering more deaths and positive cases, whereas Harare hasn't experienced any losses. And its positive numbers are really minimal. Why do you think that is, Honorable Moyo?
I think the issue here, you know, these statistics are scary, because if you go to Bulawayo, maybe they are testing regularly, unlike in Harare. Because I'm telling you, the way we are being tested is not the way we are supposed to. A lot of people in Harare never been tested. As members of parliament, we were tested because it was a fourth matter. Then those who were testing, they need to come to parliament and test us. What about those with white home? So maybe Bulawayo is going to test more people. Because if you compare, we are 14 million here in Zimbabwe. And we have tested, let's say we have tested less than 12,000. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. I was going to be happy if we went to we have tested almost 4 million people in Zimbabwe.
Isikeza kuluma last week lo councilor wakobulawayo o chairperson we committee ekhangelane lezempila kahle endube sithi abantu abanengi kobulawayo sebengani sebekohliwe ukuthi kulomkhuhlane ngoba bachone mashapini bachone mabhawa kona ngapha eHarare gabe njalo yini
bayenza njalo abantu kavizwa. Yikho sithi bona uyabona omnye umzali sithi abantwana bahambe esikolo bayashona basemabhawa kade sikhuluma senze nje amasosha akade ahambe emabhawa khonapho bayashona abantu yezwele bengenaba maski. Yikho sithi akula amatesti ayenziwayo la babe kade beyatestwa abantu lapho ukuthi phiuka yenze lapho umuntu onke osetawuni uhamba laleyo lumgwaqo umuntu onke etestwa. You'll be shocked. Bagcwele emabhawa emashabini lapha konke abanye bayenza amapashi etawuni. Ngaphandle nema-testing kits akakwana zuba nezuba even vanhu vemabhazi vanotakura vanhu vemabhazi vava vachienda vachivatakura ngavatange vatotestwa vanhu yavo vachizva tioda kufamba kusana kwamangwana kana rini ngaatange atestwa munhu yeye asati asira bhazi muchaona kuti kana kumabhodha ikoko vanhu vakatestwa ikokoko vanhu vachadzorwa zvakanyanya-nyanya. So ndandioni sokuti nyange kuvhurwa kwemabhodha chingava chinhu iye chakangwara pari zvino nesituation yatiinayo nokuti chirwere ichi takachifunga kuti kwa zvakopisa chaakupera izvo chaakutowedzera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Honorable Moyo, that's Honorable Peter Moyo, a member of parliament for Southerton Harare. Siyabonga kakhulu mhlonitsha.
Ngiyabonga lami ukuxoxa lani.
Thank you so much. Now let's transition to our political panel. I have Dr. Shepherd Mpofu from South Africa, Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MDC here in North America, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, though Mr. Mavaza is here to join us. Let me start with you, Mr. Zokora. Manzwa apo Honorable Moyo vari kuti dai lockdown, dai nyika ichivharwa, kwete kuvhura kwaichaitwa svondo rinouya nekuti chirwere chatekeshera ichi. Muri kuzvionawo sei? Because tiri kuona zvikoro zviri kuvharwawo and mamwe members eparliament ari kuti zvikoro ngazvivharwe zvachose because zviri kuitika pari zvino is too dangerous.
Ndinokwazisa mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera. Ini ndinoti nyaya iri kuitika yekuvhurwa kwemabhodha iyi ndinowirana naHonorable Moyo, haifaniri kunge iri kuitika. And I think rototi zvakare ndimwari vari kuita kuti hurumende yedu itaure kuti mabhodha ngaavhurwe icho chirwere chekorona virus chatekeshera kudaro tichitoita shura matongo muZimbabwe. Ndiri kuti ndimwari nekuti mwari vari kuda kuti vaonese vanhu vakavakidzana neZimbabwe, president weSouth Africa neweBotswana, kuti ndo kuondongwa kwaitwa nyika muZimbabwe, ndo matakanana ari kuitwa muZimbabwe. Vanhu vachatanga kupinda munyika yeSouth Africa nemunyika yeBotswana vasina kutestwa, nekuti vemuZimbabwe vacho havatorina mari yacho yekuti utestwe. Kuti utestwe muZimbabwe unoda an average of $40 to $80 kuti ukwanise kutestwa. Hakuna munhu anokwanisa kuwana mari iyoyo. Saka tichaona vanhu vakawanda vachijamba mabhodha vachipinda muSouth Africa nemuBotswana. Zvichazotosorana South Africa manumbers paanenge atanga kukwira zvakanyanyisa, votanga kuzviona kuti vanhu vari kudariso vanhu veZimbabwe. Hurumende yeSouth Africa haizofari, vanhu veSouth Africa havazofari, pachaita manyongori ipapa. Ende tichidzokerawo munyika medu chaimo, zviri kuitika ndezvekuti nyika yedu, mutungamiriri wedu wenyika, mutungamiriri weZANU-PF vamunangagwa havateereri vanhu kana vachitaura. Pataidzidzisa isu tiri kuchikoro, nekuti naime retired teacher, taitaura kuti mwana uyo ane musoro akaoma, musoro ngongongo. Maticha, vakuru vakuru vematicha vakaudza hurumende kakawandisa kuti musavhure zvikoro tisina kugadzirira, musavhure zvikoro tisataona kuti vana vanenge vakachengetedzeka here, uye kuti vadzidzisi vacho vanenge vakachengetedzeka here. Asi hurumende nekusateerera kwayo yakaenderera mberi ikaita nharo ikavhura zvikoro. Iko zvinezvi zvikoro zvacho zvose zvizhinji zvacho ndomazara coronavirus imomo. Saka hurumende ngaiteerere mastakeholders. Ende tiri kuonawo zvakare kuti vari kunyepa, panenge pane marong statistics atiri kupiwa, zvakaitawa naonarebho Moyo kuti ndofunga vekubulawayo vari kutesa kupfuura vekuHarare. Saka manumbers atiri kupiwa handisi kuona ari echokwadi. Ndiri kutoona kuti tine vanhu vakawanda vane chirwere checoronavirus kuHarare kwacho nenyika yese, uye kuti tine vanhu vakawanda vari kufa nechirwere kupfuura vatiri kuudzwa. I think there is a silent genocide that is going on in Zimbabwe. Vanhu vari kupera kapisira. Unongonzwa kuti ninga adona, uko kwafa munhu, kwakati kwafa munhu. Saka tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kufa asi tisinganyatsotaurirwa kuti vafa sei. It's a silent genocide.
Thank you there, Mr. Zokora, and please do stay on the line. As I bring Dr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst in South Africa, Dr. Mpofu, niyakwamukela kuhle.
Yabo munjani wena labalaleli bakho?
Hayi, siyaphila, ngilethemba labalaleli basiphilele. Khona ngapho eSouth Africa siyakwazi ukuthi udla ubhedu lomkhuhlane. Ngisho lasekhaya iBulawayo yakhokela ngabantu abagulayo, and it's been leading in the past 2 months ngabantu abafayo laba abanjwa lomkhuhlane, and by comparison eHarare ungani hayi kungcono. Siyezwa lapho uzokora lo Honorable Peter Moyo esixoxela bathi hayi ama-figures eHarare lawa gameki sense, ngitsho ngesizathu sokuthi bathi abantu kabahlolwa. Ukubona njani lokho?
Bengabe beqinisile ukuthi amanani esiwatholayo ukuthi ayenzi into ezicacayo, ngoba iZimbabwe yena ngokwayo manje nxa sikhangela ukuthi izibhedlela nala bempilakahle abana capacity yokwenza anything. So embonako kusenzakala ukuthi abantu la ama-statistics lawo esiwatholayo ngalabo abalutshwane abathestiweyo, kungatholakala ukuthi nxa singayenza ukuhlola sithi maybe every day or every week kube lama-centers avuliweyo ukuthi abantu baye behlolwa. Lokhu uyatshengisela ukuthi uyachisa kumba uchisa uhambe uyehlolwa kuphela, singathola ukuthi kulabantu abaningi bazabanjwa belo mkhuhlane lo. So inkinga yethu eZimbabwe yokuthi akudla ma-strategies okuthi abantu bahlolwe njani. Nambona ukuthi Minister of Health ukuthi vele inama-plans okuthi abantu bahlolwa kanjani, lokuthi umkhuhlane lo singenzani ukuze ukuze sinqobe. Njalo singakhangela ikolomi yeZimbabwe, amanye amazwe like South Africa i-government yanikeza abantu ama-incentives ama 350 rand lani yokuthi nxa ungasebenzi uhlala endlini nxa ulahlekelwe ngumsebenzi uzozama ukusurvive ngalokho okuncane okunikezwe khona. Uhulumende weZimbabwe kanikezanga abantu okuncane ukuthi babe bebambisile ngalesi sikhathi kule lockdown. So at the end of the day uzathola ukuthi abantu awungeke wabahlalisa phansi, bazabe lokhu bephuma behamba besiyadinga okokudla, besiyadinga imisebenzi, besiza lokhu lalokhu. But into eqakathekileyo ukuthi i-government ibe nama-strategies okuthi abantu bahlolwa kanjani and babe lokuhlola like babe nama-centers amaningi okuhlola abantu, which is not the case nxa sikhangela eZimbabwe okwamanje.
Abanye bathi amabhoda engavulwa mhlaka 1 lapho akhangelela ukuthi avulwe khona, kungaba lenyathelo elihle yini lelo ukuthi evalwe lelizwe lalo libuyele ku-lockdown?
Ukuthi lizwe libuyele ku-lockdown kuzohlukumeza abantu kakhulu. Njengoba nishilo ukuthi iZimbabwe ayizange inikeze abantu ama-incentives like amanye amazwe ukuthi bezithile. Kulabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa, ikhisimusi yeza. Kulabantu abawode South Africa besiyathengisa eZimbabwe, yikho abathola khona ikhisimusi yabo, yikho abathola khona i-school fees somnyaka ozayo sabantwana, yikho abathola kokugqoka nokokudla ngekhisimusi yonale. Amabhoda engavalwa akusoze kusincede ngalutho. Into okumele yenzakale ukuthi kube lokuthi ebhoda babe behlola abantu umkhuhlane lo we-COVID. Ngoba ukuvala amabhoda kusoze kusincede ngalutho. Ngiyazi ukuthi ukuhlola eZimbabwe kwamanje kuthiwa is between $60 kusiya ku-$80, okuyimali eningi abantu abaningi abangasoze bakwazi ukuyibhadala. And lokho kuzayenza ukuthi abantu abangelayo ama-COVID test la bahambe besiyabribe lapha besiyabambisa abantu ebhodi ukuthi ba-cross, and umkhuhlane uzokwazi ukuqhubeka ngalendle uku-spreada more ngalendle. And kulabantu abase-South Africa abafuna ukuyabona izihlobo zabo ekhaya eZimbabwe ngama-holiday. So ukuvala amabhoda mina ngibone ngani kuyabe sekuyi-extreme measure, noba nje kuqakathekile. But singaba lama-systems okuthi si-teste, sithi abantu abatestiweyo aba-COVID negative yibo bodwa abavunyelwayo uku-crossa into South Africa or into Zimbabwe, njalo njalo kuzaba ngcono kakhulu. So ngizikhulumela lami mina ngathi in my case ngishonelwe ngumne wethu ngo-November, umama uyedwa ekhaya eZimbabwe manje. So the thing with December abuye ngapha ezoba lathi labazulu labanye nje izihlobezi la ezingakwazanga ukuhamba ekhaya ne-lockdown. So most of all umuntu onjalo on compassionate grounds lapho esengikhulumela khona. Ngiyazi ukuthi asimngedwe ngusimo lesi, abantu abaningi bakusimo esifana nani. So on compassionate grounds ukuvala ama-borders kungabe sokushukumeza abantu kakhulu after probably singathi unyaka wonke abantu bengabonani, abantu bengakhulumisani kuhle. And abantu kule zinto esezenzakile ukuthi kulabantu asebebhubhi, abantu abakhalelananga, babambananga izandla, izinto ezinjalo njalo.
Silusizi kakhulu ngalokho, Dokotela Mpofu. Qhubeka ubambile. As we dive into politics now, because we love politics, so I'm sure many of you are aware that Harare Mayor, Mr. Jacob Mafume, was arrested the day before yesterday on charges of corruption emanating from the selling or distribution of council land. He was in court today for a bail ruling. But zvataona ndezvekuti magistrate va forward nyaya to mangwana, va postpone nyaya to mangwana, hazi ndipo pavachapa ruling yavo pakuti va Jacob Mafume vanobudiswa musungwa here nebail kana kuti kwete. Jacob Mafume njengokutsho kwami uMayor weHarare amso abanengi liyakwazi ukuthi ubotshiwe kuthange setheswa icala le-corruption elisukela kudaba lwama-stands. Kansili, ubese khothi izolo namhlanje ubuyelile for i-bail ruling kodwa umantshi uthi hayi kumele aphenduke kusasa lapho aza kutsho ukuthi uyakhululwa yini kumbe hatshi. Nokudaro MDC Alliance siri kuchema kuti kusungwa kwava Mafume kushunguruza chete kwe nengo zayo because pane mamwe ma councillors akawanda kushitungwiza ne Harare ebato iri akambosungwa wachipomerwa mhosva imwe chete. Saka hanzi neMDC Alliance kushungurudza kwenhengo dzedu asi ZANU-PF kune rimwewo divi riri kuti aiwa idzi inyaya dzecorruption. Saka timbopinda ipapo vadzokora muri kuti chiine nyaya yaMafume because hanzi neZANU-PF makasviba macouncils enyu akasviba zarauri.
Kana tikataura tanga kutaura nyaya yekusviba zvinotaura nezano zvinotosvekesa chero mbavha yakawanda nokuti vari kutaura vari kunongedzera kuti MDC Alliance yakasviba nechigumwe chimwe chete asi zvigumwe zvina zvinenge zvinongedzera kwavari ivo. This is yet another case of persecution and weaponization of the law against MDC Alliance members. I think the biggest crime that Mr. Mafume has committed here is that he became mayor of Harare against all the odds. We all know what ZANU-PF was trying to do. They wanted a mayor who is a proxy of ZANU-PF, who is a member of another opposition party that has ganged up or joined up with ZANU-PF to try and decimate the MDC Alliance. And that has been our biggest fight against ZANU-PF and against Thokozani-Kubeh's MDC. So we as MDC, we don't condone corruption. But we are seeing here interferences by ZANU-PF in our local authorities. If you just look at the behavior of the arresting authority, what they are doing. In normal circumstances, an arresting authority is supposed to investigate first before they arrest. But we are seeing a situation when it comes to MDC officials, they arrest to investigate. That's not the way things are done. That's why we end up thinking that this is politicization of this whole matter. And again, I want to tell Zimbabweans that as MDC, we have a record, a proven track record of dealing with corruption, something that we have never seen within ZANU-PF or the MDCT. Remember in 2010 or 2011, thereabout, the MDC fired the entire Chitungwiza Council, 24 out of the 25 councillors that we had in Chitungwiza. They were all fired on corruption, and they never came back. We don't put lipstick on a frog, and when we fire people, when we deal with corruption, we deal with it decisively. In ZANU-PF, you see people being fired, you see people being arrested, and then tomorrow morning, they are released. You see people being fired for corruption, and then they are redeployed elsewhere. That's not what we do in MDC. And as for Mayor Mafume, he still has a case to answer. He's going to be proved by the courts that he is innocent. I don't want to comment much on a case that is before the courts. I cannot discuss the merits and demerits of this court of this case, but from what I have heard, if the people that were allocated stands were in the waiting list. Are they not supposed to have stands simply because they are related to Mayor Mafume?
Mm-hmm.
But those are the facts that the court is going to establish. And I still sincerely believe that Mr. Mayor Mafume is going to be exonerated because he has no case to answer. Instead of ZANU-PF pursuing, using state resources to pursue an $800 case, those the same that they are talking about are worth $800. You know, let's talk about the $15 billion that disappeared and we don't even have anyone arrested for that. Let's talk about the $300 million that disappeared during Commander Agriculture and there is no one who has been arrested. And let's talk about the COVID millions that were misappropriated. And no one has been arrested by that. So this is a double standard by ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Vazokora Regai Timbo Wunza, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, the Bato Rezanu PF. Dr. Mavaza, ti Nogu Gamichira Mochirongo, and Ofunga Manzava, Zokora Vachi, Taura Anzi, Kusungwa kwa Mafume ni mamwe ma councillors MDC kushunguruzwa chete kuri kuitwa ne ZANU PF kwe nengo dzavo.
Chekutanga kuti tinzwisane kuti kusungwa kwa Mafume hakunei ne ZANU PF. Mafume asungwa for breaking or for suspected to have broken a law and it's a criminal issue. Kana munhu achinga asungwa MDC ine dambudziko Bekungo dai zira vaka mira pamiri kuti munhu asungwa rindo MDC. Mutemo hauna maziso, mutemo is blind. Unosunga munhu kana uchinge wachikora mutemo. Hausungirwe kuti rive bato rerudzii. Chepini nda kuti dzokora vaende kunoverenga zvakare havasi kunzwisisa. Pakadzingwa the entire council yechitungwiza yakadzingwa navakasukuere vakanga varivo minister of local government and at that time vakasukuere vanga vari ZANU-PF vanga vasiri MDC saka MDC haina kudzinga vanhu not even one MDC inozikanwa nenyaya dzeori kupfuura ZANU-PF and mukanyara pamakatarisa munyazoona kuti even vabiti pavakanga vari minister of finance kune nyaya dzakawanda dzichiri kungofelefetwa dzekuti manje manje vanogona kusungwa and kusasungwa kwavo hazvireve kuti havana mhosva zvinongoreva kuti tinoda kuti kuve nerunyararo vanotaurisa vane pamuromo pasingamharwe nenhunzi vemdc vadzidze kunyarara vamafume nyaya yavasungirwa hainei nebato ravanopinda asi nyaya yekuti vashandisa masimba avo eumeya zvisiri pamutemo kuti vamwe vanhu vajambe mari you know the abuse of office haina basa kuti pane mari yabuda and hapana but if you had shown a favor to one person or the other that becomes a crime Mafume had then been arrested for that and again nhasi Mafume haana kungoradirwa bail anzi tinopa decision mangwana mutongi aroda kubonofunga kuona kuti zvinokodzera here kupa Mafume bail tikaramba takatarisa makansela mazhinji emdc nezanupf vese vari kusungwa oro vakasungwa nenyaya dzekupanana masitendi saka tikatarisa panyaya idzi hakuna ari kunzi iwewe uri kusungwa nekuti uri wepati yakati uri kungosungwa nekuti wadyora mutemo saka tinoda kuti vanhu vadzidze kusepareta pakati pehukopokopo hutsotsi nepakati pematangiro enyika there must be a very clear line between a political issue and a criminal issue. And we cannot be afraid to arrest a person in any country because of a political affiliation. Iyo ndinenge yakunzi corruption. So in other words, if the government is actually able to make these arrests and then do not interfere at all and allow the law to take its own course, you know, the due process, we have to allow that to happen. So in other words, Masungi is not true. Don't am Zoratina Reguti, MDC, Nengakungo Chema, Kudakuti, Ibo Zulu at Sisi, Zimeniga Zipindire, Masunda Furava, Rangomo, you would know kana Jokora can agree with me. Could MDC have quit a churi chidai zira kuti mcheiwa, abatikanema purisa, alba akidnepa, abdaktwa, aroa. Iko zunezi mutongi wao mkuru, chairman wao, akabuda kati aiwa. Mcheiwa ne MDC langa wakaronga kupaza. Na urumende, ma building urumende, neku konzira njivonga mpopoto mburuwa. And MDC vwanyaranga wa sina miromo. All of a sudden their mouths are gone. Because I was Zaguti Ukopokobo, I would have a chain. Saka, I think you could single for a single nugget Zera, a Muroina Sipo. Gatanga in Naya, Mafume is a lawyer, Legano Pitamudari, Kanaka, Akanukasna Mosa, Anukasna Mos, Akanuka and Mosa, Mutongo Akonga Mizira, Sangasanga, Sanga, what I did is series, the Punya Bera Mure Zimbabwe, Kudimunuez has some is political.
Okay. Aha, asipanya ya Mucheiwa na masocha, ndofunga makaona kuti standing committee ya MDC Alliance ya kabura nechisungo nezuru chekuti mshare masocha azingwe mubasa, ne, mubato, nekuti akanyepa panyaya kubobwa ikwema building ze urumende iyoyo, that's the latest. I would like us to keep our focus on the main issue ya corruption ya kusungwa kwema MDC councillors. Mataura inimi wa Dr. Mabaza kuti wabiti wachiri finance minister wane mwoswa za wakapara. Munga chene saipa hapo kwenye zipi zacho?
Wabiti wakaitaya inzi ma ghost workers. Kwa wane ma workers wakawanda angaka create kwa na wabiti waibadora ma salaries. Atisinga zile marijia zakaenda kufi wabiti pa wanga wali minister ipapo ende zimwenye zito lipaka lipe kufuwe iwa zukuti nema zwa mashu mashama notera wabiti wacha zoda izu wakutu wada ileo pa upara mzongo hao nekupara musa kwa waka ita ende awasi woka mkala kutahisa mnuona kutiva zinji wakamba janya zeori kana wakasumwa janya zeori wanga wala wani MDC. Kwenye nekuchi zile MDC, asine kutu uori, waka kufunya chisero muumbame MDC. MDC and corruption is one. You cannot find a definition between them. They are one thing. Saka, doku saka mchona te wano ashinji, waru batu kwa ni mwosan ze uori, dile MDC. Kunyange wajina kujonye bera hao, kuti wabatu kwa because dile MDC. Wabatu kwa because panenge pane nyaya, dile fere fetwa. But yeah, we better titarise wango na babu jogora. So go, ndiye kuti, number one, kana muna chinda asungwa hazi, leo taane mosa. Zinungwe, dopa haru kutangira nyaya ye kufere feta nyaya yake. Ino zuno peri na muda lezi mosa. Paka wane kwa pasina mosa, ino kwa nakutopeli na kumapurisa, isi na kuzopinda muda hari, mekutongwa. Ino kwa nakutopeli nyaya ya pera, yonu kwa pasina mosa. Saka muna kana chinda ango sungwa, atibate matumbu nekuti za meri, nekumotaka kupomerani. Tinomira kutipe matarezi mosa. Mguwa yao, yeku ongoro na nyaya, nekuita nepa inogona. Saka azuna kunye zaka kodzera, kuti MDC itange kupopota, nekuta alajisina maturo, pamsole mekusungwa kwa mea mafume. Mea mafume, wanecha wakabereka kumusana, chilikuzi chione kwepa pa jekereni. Kana patinga pasina mosa, ino guda guda wana mosa, waramba wari mea. Kana wakabasa ni mosa, waruja wa mtongo wawo. Kana ngatisa ngo, maanya ino kumbota kumboti, para kana jijango jikuwa tara, tupa tatanga kutofunduka, tatanga kumbopomera na mosa. Mosa nga imi jiwe ito ngo, ino kuti mosa haiwo ori, ende darino, narine maoko, anubata zirikure. Saka atifande kutisunga hira, nenya iwe hii.
And ngilete utokotela Mpofu lapa vaya kuluma lapa ya muzu Mabaza Mpofu lo babu tzokora ngenda vaya korapshi
ya yeah, but into eshegisa wito korapshi ni into ye MDC asiku anu wuti MDC ngaba le korapshi yinta zarala vele wongu munto se Zimbabwe manji anyega bila kufanya za corruption. Mubi corruption ile ileto izanu PFC. To refresh our memories, remember, ama corruption scandal izanu PFC since 1980. UAV, you will get motor scandal, UAV Cisco steel blast furnace scandal, Zimbabwe Focus scandal, UAV Veterapy Santana scandal, UAV Veterans Compensation Fund scandal, UAV GMB Crane VIP Housing Scheme. Harare City Council refused to tell us everything we included. This is an UPF, we had TRC, Nox, Menos Chikore, Native Fuel, VIP Land Grave, Command Agriculture, even now, over much. So, what the city is an UPEMTC, Yota, Elo Corruption, I, Service Company, Sassili. It is an UPF, Sinati, Nayo, Ukupola, Wayu, because the West is about to develop an economic match. Just come on, watch our Mama Fumo. iZANU-PF ngithi iZANU-PF angithi Zimbabwe Republic Police wama courts ngoba kule interference too much kumsebenzi wama courts wenkantolo abo magistrate labahluli be high court le mapoliseni iZANU-PF is interfering too much iZANU-PF nxa kungababo abantu aba accused balesi sithi ukuthi ay catch and release wenze ngani bayenza umsebenzi but bayebekwazi abakwenzayo but ngaso kubuya kwabantu be-MDC bababosha ngendlela yokubethusela citizens have rights and it even umuntu ewonile uyaboshwa kuya-investigatewa first kutholakala ukuthi wonile ebesebotshwa-ke ebeseseya ecoach but iZANU-PF is a tendency ukuthi ithumele amapolisi ukuthi ayebophe umuntu bebe sebemi-investigator later esebotshiwe and in most cases you have many hundreds of cases whereby iZANU-PF has actually failed to prove somebody guilt and nxa ungathola kulama-judges or ama-magistrates azi umthetho ngendlela e-right baba-releaser bonke laba bantu but into yabisenzakele ukuhlukumeza abantu ukwethusela abantu lokuyana ngokuba bopha yikho esingathi kurongo yikho kungalokhu esingeke sakuvumela and it's interesting ukuthi nxa kuyakhulula ngomtsheyiwa kuthiwa kwakuthiwa ubotshiwe nge-abduction kwathilithini but wayeplani ukubhomba ama-buildings nxa waplani ukubhomba ama-buildings waye ngabotshwa ngohambise coach walokhu wabanjwa amapolisa wathotshwa kwaze wayiwe ecourt ukuthi baze bamrelease iZimbabwe nxa sisithi okwenziwayo ngamapolisa ku-right then iZimbabwe is just a banana republic at the end of the day but i-rule of law must be upheld whether MDC is ZANU-PF or a-journalist courts must do their work properly but for a long time ZANU-PF has made sure that our courts and the police don't do their job in a decent in a way that eshonipha amalungelo oluntu.
Thank you, Dr. Mpofu. As we wrap up, Isiegu Baba Utsokora, because I know Mr. Zokora wanted to respond to Dr. Mavaza. Talking about his party being very, very, very corrupt. But say lahlekile lapha umnumzana Zokora. Meanwhile, let me bring in Dr. Mavaza. As we wrap up, Dr. Mavaza, U.S. President Donald Trump has now said he will leave the White House if the Electoral College electors pick Joe Biden for president. But before that, I know if Foni Abazokora irikuramba ichingo dona saga, let me bring him in before he disappears again, then I'll come back to you. Vazokora, I know you wanted to respond to Zwanga Zwataura Nava Mavaza Zimakashiba Shekuti.
You know, it's very unfair for Mr. Dr. Mavaza to come here and make unfounded allegations. He is referring to Honorable BT, who was the Minister of Finance during the unit government. That happened. When did that happen? And when were those cases found? And why was he not brought to book during that time? you know, he also talks about makes some unfounded allegations about the MDC during the Tawanda Mchehiwa's case. The MDC, I want to state here categorically, we are non-violent. Our philosophy is non-violent, non-violent, non-violent. And we don't have, as the MDC, the capacity or appetite to take over Zimbabwe using violent means. We have never talked about violence. We have never done it. In our 20 years of existence, there is no way where the MDC has been associated with violence or bombings for that matter. We don't even have the capacity to acquire a gun, the AK-47 that ZANU-PF has been using to gun down citizens in Zimbabwe. We don't have them as MDC. We don't have the DNA of our violence. If you want to talk about violence, you talk about ZANU-PF. They are the ones that are abducting people. The abductors for Tawanda Mchehiwa were seen in broad daylight on camera. They are there. They are ZANU-PF people. They work for the system. They work for the government. Why haven't they been arrested? They cannot try to turn this thing around. They are the ones that are doing the abductions. As MDC, we are a non-violent party. And at itori inakiro mariaje kutisi tinzi tingaini kuno bomba mburuayo kana kuno bomba kupi. We don't have and will not be involved or engaged in any issues to do with violence in Zimbabwe because we are not violent. And then coming back to the issue of Mayor Mafume, I've already said we are not objecting to anyone being investigated if they have a case to answer. We are just worried about the way they are doing it. Why are they arresting to investigate instead of investigating to arrest? And I've already said that as MDC, we have a track record. We fired 24 councillors in Chitungwiza, which means we don't. We are the party that has zero tolerance to corruption, and we take action. And when we take action, we do take action, not to have a situation where 15 billion disappears in a country and nobody gets arrested. Even up to today, we don't know where that money went. Command Agriculture, the perpetrators are known. The people who took the money are known, but no one has been arrested. The agriculture mechanization program, we lost millions and millions of dollars. The perpetrators are known. The people who stole the money are known, but no one is in jail. COVID-19 fund, we know the people that abused that fund, but no one has been arrested. So if it is zero tolerance to corruption, it must be across the board. They cannot cherry pick who to arrest and who to investigate. Let's have an equal appropriation of the law.
And as we wrap up, Mr. Tsokora, we saw yesterday President Trump, U.S. President Trump, saying that he will leave the White House if the Electoral College electors should elect President-elect Joe Biden next month. Is that a concession?
It is a concession, and it just shows that indeed USA is an epitome of democracy. And it also shows the world that democracy works. And we said it when all this was happening, that when it comes for time for Mr. Trump to leave office, he will leave office. He will not behave like Emmerson Mnangagwa or other African dictators. He is not like that. He is going to leave. And that just shows that there is democracy in America. And I know the electors, they know the system that has been ongoing in America for the past 200 years. They are going to elect the person who won the election, and there won't be any issues on that. It's democracy at display and democracy working in America.
Thank you. The Zokora, and before I close with Dr. Mpofu, Vamavaza Pachibimbu, I think you owe listeners a climb down. You said a few weeks ago that Trump was going to win. What say you now?
Yes, definitely. Trump was supposed to win, and naturally, he was supposed to win. Unfortunately, he has not lost yet. He's waiting for the college votings, which will be done next month. So that if they don't appoint Biden, it means Trump wins. So at the moment, we can be excited that Trump has lost, but we do not have a definitive a position at the moment. Even though what we think can show that Trump has lost, literally, under the American system, Trump has not accepted defeat fully. He did accept once, and he changed his mind. You see, by saying Trump might win, it doesn't mean that I support Trump. Trump has got a mentality of Nelson Chamisa. The people who started by saying, if we lose, it's because the elections are rigged. That's what the MDC's mantra. That's the mantra of Trump. That's where they've learned their noise-making from Trump. Trump is a noise-maker. Is a person who actually puts the democratic polls into testing, which is wrong for any president. And by the fact that we said he's going to win, we do not mean that we supported him or I support him. I don't. And again, Zimbabwe is actually better politically with the relations with America. It's better with Trump than with Biden. Biden, Obama, and the rest of that party had not been supportive of Zimbabwe or of Emmerson Mnangagwa or of ZANU-PF at all, or Zimbabwe at large. They have not been supportive of us. And MDC has no capacity to fire a councillor because they are not in government. They can only withdraw their councillors. They didn't do that. Those were
okay.
Fired.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr.
The last point, which I just wanted to raise quickly, is it is on record that Honorable...
I'm losing you there, Dr. Mavaza. Your sound is no longer audible. We're having problems there with Dr. Mavaza, but let's close the show with Dr. Mpofu. Uti Mavaza, ele Zimbabwe veli ngcono kakhulu kundaba zokudlelana le Melika lidila lo Trump than ubaba Biden. Ungavumelana laye?
Angeke ngavumelana laye ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi i-behavior ka-Trump nyakosti i-ZANU-PF ibingakhangelelanga u-Trump ukuthi awine ngoba ile ngqondo yokuthi nxa yona i-run ama-elections i-ZANU-PF kumele iwarige iwine. Bebe-expect ukuthi u-Trump la ayenze njalo. And u-Trump okwamanje lokhu esala is in denial even ukunikezana anti umongameli omutsha obuyayo kumele abesebenzisana lalo osezaphuma and uTrump yena uyala okwamanje kuyingqondo yeZANU-PF actually ungakhangela kakuhle. That's why abantu bezanu-PF besympathize naye kangaka. And i-democracy ye-America I think is being tested and challenged and actually ama-loopholes are being exposed yokuthi i-American democracy is not at all that democracy we should ultimately look at it as the best. It's not the best. So, ubudlelwano beZimbabwe le America under Trump akulanto ezimangalisayo ezenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Ama-targeted sanctions aqhubeka. Under Obama also ama-targeted sanctions ayikhona. And under Biden ambona ukuthi kuzatshintsha. Kuzaqhubeka as long iZimbabwe ingatshintshanga indlela ephatha ngayo ama-citizens ayo, indlela erana ngayo economy, indlela erana ngayo ukhetho ama-elections, lokhankaso in general ama-human rights nje. IZimbabwe akumelanga ithi bazokhumbula uTrump or bathabele uBiden. uzoqhubeka kuyiloko kuyikho khona kwamanje esimele sekukanele thina lo kumele sikufize ukuthi izalo PF ichinje ingqondo ezaMPP ichinje indlela efuna ukubusa ngayo iZimbabwe yikho maybe ukungabe ungachinja khona ubudlelwano le America lamanye amazwe.
Thank you the Dr. Mpofu, and sorry we are out of time. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much to Dr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst, and Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF in the UK, as well as Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the MDC Alliance here in America. Kwanele Mtwakazi, I am your host.